CNN News Selection Number 3, Killed for Seeking the Truth.
Daphne Caruana Galizia has been described as a one-woman WikiLeaks for uncovering corruption in Malta.
An extraordinary journalist. On Monday, though, she was killed when her car exploded in the north of the country. As Erin McLaughlin reports, her son is calling it an assassination.
She was Malta's best-known investigative journalist. Daphne Caruana Galizia worked to expose political corruption at the highest levels. On Monday, minutes after she left home, her car exploded. In an emotional Facebook post, her son Matthew describes the scene. I'm never going to forget running around the inferno in the field, he writes. Trying to figure out a way to open the door, the horn of the car still blaring, screaming at two policemen who turned up with a single fire extinguisher to use it. They stared at me. I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do, one of them said. I looked down, and there was my mother's body parts all around me. I realized they were right. It was hopeless. EU authorities say she was seemingly targeted.
The right of a journalist to investigate, ask uncomfortable questions, and report effectively is at the heart of our values and needs to be guaranteed at all times. We trust now that justice will be brought, even if this will not be enough to right this wrong.
Politico described Caruana Galizia as, quote, a one-woman WikiLeaks. Her popular blog, Running Commentary, was one of the country's most influential in politics. Her reporting was the main reason Prime Minister Joseph Muscat called for early elections. She'd alleged the prime minister and his wife were linked to the Panama Papers scandal. Muscat won the elections despite her allegations.
She was a very harsh critic of mine. I think the harshest I ever had. She has been writing about me, against me for the past decade or so. And we are living in a free world. That's something that we always tolerated in the sense that it's obviously her right to write these things. It's obviously my right to protect myself if I feel aggrieved in court.
Now, Dutch forensic experts and FBI agents are working to bring her killer to justice. Their first clue, perhaps her last blog post. Half an hour before the explosion, Caruana Galizia wrote, "There are crooks everywhere you look now. The situation is desperate." Erin McLaughlin, CNN.